wants you to take to another level, spiritually speaking. Because look at what the word says, verse 36. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal. You've got to be more concerned about the spiritual realities of the kingdom and not just money in your pocket. It's not all about what you can get and what doors can be opened up for you so you can get more monetary gain. God wants you to start sowing and reaping in the spiritual things so that you can start earning some spiritual wages that's going to go toward your account in heaven and eternity. When the Bible talks about where a man's heart is, that where there is where his treasure is, the Bible makes clear that you should store up some treasures up in heaven. Don't put all of your treasures in banks and in savings and loans and in stocks and in mutual funds and all of that. It's all good, but you ought to have some of the things that are worth some things placed in the heavenly accounts. Because when you win souls, can I tell you, my brothers and sisters, that's where your account begins to grow. Now, he's not just talking to the pastor or to the preacher. He's talking to believers who will understand that everyone who's been called has a responsibility to minister to those who God is still calling. He's made it clear in his word, and he's talking to the disciples. I need you to see this, because here's where we start growing spiritually. Saints like to come to church on Sunday mornings, and especially if they've got problems or situations or they're going through storms. They are ready to come and hear a word, and properly so, this is the place. But if you're going to grow spiritually, you've got to realize that sometime your harvest time comes in your time of storm. Well, I can't witness, but I'm going through something. Well, maybe God's got you going through something so that you can witness to some folk who are going through something. See what you may not understand is maybe sometime God takes you off the path that you've designed and places you on the path that he's designed to get those folk who were on their way to hell, but he'll send a believer by who will redirect their path and bring them back. And sometime God won't bring you back to where you ought to be until you get somebody else to come out of the mess you're in so that they can get it right. When you understand what Jesus is talking about here, he's talking about a spiritual harvest all around us. We walk out here and we can look all of these apartment buildings all around this ministry, right up down Lobdell, right down Harry Boulevard, right down Donmore, right down all of these areas around the inner city ministry, and you can look and see the harvest is already white. In other words, there are some people inside their houses waiting for somebody from King David to come knock on their door and say, "Brother, God has sent me here to minister to you." There are some people who walk from down these apartment areas, down these streets, to come here and be ministered to on Sunday. But there are so many more that are in those places that will never come out unless we go in. I think I'll say that again. They will never come out until we go in. Do you know something? At harvest time, the fruit will die on the vine or fall to the ground and rot unless somebody go and harvest it. No matter how nutritious it is for you, it's not going to jump off the tree and into your mouth. Have I got to witness somebody? Those folk passed this church and many other churches, but just because the church is standing there doesn't mean they're going to come in the doors. It's a building. Now, those who have the church inside of us need to go out to the world and minister to them so that they might come back to the church building and understand their fellowship with God, because the relationship ought to start wherever the word starts. I tried to suggest to you, Jesus, he's talking this, he's speaking this, he's outside. Out of 132 contacts in the Bible, only 10 of them were done in what we call the synagogue or the temple. 122 contacts were done with Jesus, meeting men's needs and ministering to people outside. From his baptism, he was baptized outside.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
You know, long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. Do you hear me when I say?
Oh, What's wrong with you? I love God. You know God. What's wrong with you?
Ah.